Hello friends, we are learning the subject of customer-centric organization, within which this is chapter 2. Chapter 2 is on customers can be difficult. As the name suggests, this chapter is going to give you flavors of different kinds of customers with this laid down objective. Not that I'll be able to list and speak all this, but essentially we are going to cover different types of customers, how to handle them. Then we get into complaint handling, that is very important. Then we get into service marketing orientation, that also we are going to have it. And then, so these are those some of the critical areas. Honestly speaking, the initial part of types of customers, how to handle, etc., they themselves as such are self-explanatory. I'll be just brushing them about, because my subject matter expertise will be of help when it comes to complaint handling, service, you know, how do you handle services within which the difficult customers, etc., the J customers, the concept, etc. So that's what I would like to spend more time about. So with that introductory this thing to you is that the customers may always be right or may not always be right, but they've put a facade of being always right, and that's where that different nature of customers come. Anyone who's ever worked in the customer service can also tell you that how customers makes simplest thing difficult for them. It helps to use this understanding. So you, no doubt you want to be customer centric and you want to exceed expectations, but within that process you cannot be scapegoat to any other kind of customer. So that so try to see the situation as they do. So handling customer is very important. So what exactly is causing them stress? Yes, the empathy is required in understanding what is causing them stress. What are the solutions that can come out from you within your available empowerment and authority, and how can you really apply those understandings and solutions that you can offer to get it across to customer, and then put minimum efforts and exceed the customer expectations, or at least fulfill it. So after establishing the fact that the customers may make things difficult, also the reality is that while you are servicing the customers, not that every time laid down process, laid down expectation can be fulfilled. That is known as a service failure. Now in the service marketing there is a concept called service recovery, so we'll get a gist of that also understood in today's session. So moving on, why are customers difficult? So why they behave like that, that one need to be really empathetically understand. If you can get even a remotest idea what is making your customers to be difficult, to be negative, I'm sure you have a solution on hand. If you really know the root cause, you will have a greater opportunity to achieve solving the problem. So you are able to solve the problem because if you understand what is ailing them, what is paining them, solving the problem, you know, enables you. It is good for overall the future of the organization and the relationship with the customer. Solving customer keeps the business coming intact, you know, business coming back. Means customers who sees that, you know, his complaints are resolved through a research, it has been found that we'll no problem in coming back to the same company. Solving the problem is good for the customers too, because customer get his you know, expectations fulfilled, and therefore happier mindset, and the happier mindset will allow, not create a you know, wall in him approaching you again. So that being the case, but now how does the solving the problem help you? So the question is, how does this help you? So when you learn what is actually ailing the customers, which process of you is creating a failure, which interaction is causing most difficulty for the customers, etc., in that case, you know, in that case you will drive your focus, you will try to understand what more can you do. So that's where the solution emerges. When you create a focus, there is always a reason for the customer to behave. So it's not out of context, it has to do something with the way you are handling, dealing, you are delivering the experience. Difficult customers come in wide variety, we will look at that. And there are those who personality rubs you time and again in a wrong way. So they are like very difficult customers. So that being the case, we got the perspective about what makes customers difficult and how can this aspects can be understood by the organizations to really create a solution so that the repeat problems are avoided. Why are customers difficult? There is someone else, but they are. It's not about, the customers by nature, by DNA is of that nature. But what you need to remember is that something at your end is causing him discomfort, is causing him something to be frustrated about, something to be angry about. So what that could be, the reason for this thing those who are difficult to everyone. So that's also one need to know. So here what is said is two aspects needs to be understood. Customer can be difficult only to you. Customers can be difficult to everybody. So that's a ingrained DNA. So picky people, and know it all types, the knowledgeable people, egocentric, they like to maintain their ego, and at no point of your conversations you find fault with them. They are fault finders. They find fault with everything that you have, and constant complainers. They would like to complain about everything. Now, these are the people, they are difficult for everyone. So this is also another aspect in handling difficult customers, etc., that come in. We are overall trying to understand why customers are difficult. Research indicates that the customers who complain likely to continue doing business with your company if they find that you are attending them, if you find them, you are treating them properly. So first is the treatment and then the attention. It's estimated that nearly 30%, 90% of the customers who perceive themselves to be being wronged never complain. They just take their business away. So the customer who tries to connect with you but they have been proved to be wronged, they do not complain then later. They take your only the business away from you. So complaining customers are one who is actually at least taking a care. So now those customers who do not talk to you at all are more dangerous because they will never know. So at least the complaining customer. So the overall, we are coming to understand and accept that the complaining customers are, enough for you to taking care of them because they are at least giving you a feedback. And that's why they are customers worth saving. So now they have complained, they've given you feedback. It's in your hand to work around in a way that you arrive at an amicable solution that at least meets his expectations. He feels that he's been heard and attended, and therefore he will want to come back to you. So solving this thing is a crux of entire discussion. So strategies dealing with difficult customers, there are various kinds of difficult customers, or you may say overall angry customers. I'm going to get into explaining one by one, the angry customer being the emphasis initially. So how do you handle the angry customers? So be positive. It's not that I can get into the story, this thing, for each lengthy explanations. Your positive, I will try and use a simple example. Your positive attitude itself will help you win half the battle. So when the customer represents his anger, if your mind says, oh, he's another one of those difficult customers that I've got for the day, or I have an opportunity now to handle this customer. So then both these things are a different perspective. Acknowledge the feeling where you do not get into the skin of it, but you first and foremost say you are sympathizing with him for the trauma that you went through, the difficulties that you have to face, or this has happened with you, etc. So that itself, acknowledgement will win him over a bit. Reassure. Then there is to be a reassurance. Sir, after I understand the difficulty, what led to the problem, I assure you that I will come out and help you totally. However, you remain very objective. You don't have to surrender. You have to be objective in your entire approach. determine the cause. So while you are interacting with him, you have to determine the cause so that you know the cause is either at the customer end, process end, technology end, at your end, etc. Listen actively. Do not interrupt when he is talking. Listen actively, listen to his objections, listens to his frustration, listens to his anger, etc. Reduce frustration. So that way you are able to allow him to vent air and negotiate solutions. Now after that you start putting the solutions, but not that he is going to immediately accept. So where can you draw a line, which is line of your remaining objective, organization interest vis-a-vis his interest to serve the customer and retain him. So what can you negotiate with him? And conduct a follow-up. Not only that you leave him with the solution, but go back to him and seek whether things worked for him as expected and whether he is currently at least satisfied or not. So that's about it. Another one is a negotiator. Very easy to identify. They always want something more from you. They are bargain hunters, bargain in terms of the price, bargain in terms of getting more for the same price, etc. Okay, and bargaining is a matter of principle. You know, they are not satisfied in making the purchase till a bargain is given. So how do you go about handling such customers? So these are some of the strategies for dealing with us. Go on, as long as you do not harm the objective. Bargaining means you have to give up some revenue aspect of your organization. So be objective when you do that. Do not get lured into any discussion. Do not venture into any discussion outside the sale related discussion. It may, or in terms of subsequent conversation, he might give you that, you know, agreement of you, etc., is a reason for bargaining, etc. So argue calmly, argue professionally, be objective driven, be product and utility driven, be need fulfillment, how this product satisfies the need, etc. Stay confident and point out the good quality. So your product, you should always try to lift before him so that his bargaining, this thing starts going down. Make it clear if you do not want to. So broadly bring out how your product is the only right solution for him, how it is going to solve his core problem issues. And if at all any point of time you think that beyond this you cannot bargain, be upfront to tell him in a very polite manner. So that's handling the negotiator. The well-informed, this is a person who enters with all the information that he has obtained and analyzed, etc. He is very confident dealing with you. Here it has been mentioned as a handshake itself, but that's okay, body language. Otherwise also, his conversations are very, very confident. He tried to project as if he knows everything, you know. Now in that case, now when he shows you that, the decision to purchase is based on how the product reflects their social status. So now this knowledge oriented customers have walked in to purchase because he wants to see, he doesn't want to know more about the product, more about the features, etc. But somewhere in his mind it is, he's trying to judge whether this product will change his social status. Will it help him that way? Personality, marry with his personality. So you see that you have to go into that hidden area. So while working with him, your power comes from that inner pace. What I'm not going to say, like necessarily repeat all, but even if they already seems to have, provide them with the precise information. Now he might have a generic information. You as an insider have a better information of your R&D, of your research, of your test ride experience, etc. So provide him precise information. Acknowledge what he knows. Acknowledge the competence. That will allow you to control him. That will allow him to sink into your hand. So that's how well informed, that needs to be informed. If their idea is false, try not to lecture them. Now while the discussion is on, you realize that he has built his conclusion or decision on certain wrong foundations. Immediately you cannot get into criticizing him. Now you know that he is a knowledge based guy. Share more knowledge so that he informs, comes to a self decision. So small talks, mini questions, caselets, kind of scenario vis-a-vis the product that he is buying or the feature that he feels is the right for him, etc. And then try to break his myth, if any. And that way also you can win him over. The annoyed one, the customer who are annoyed. Now, this annoyed customers who about complain about anything, you do not know what he such customers get annoyed at. Like everything may annoy him. So it could be whether your price, quality, it could be your unfriendliness, or they are just irritated about everything. Now, how do you handle such customers? Impress them with the expertise. So dealing with him, after acknowledging, after assuring, even this comes from that angry customers, then assure him, create this thing that you know the product and service in and out, so that your expertise matter. Customer's mind, now when he's annoyed, try to read the mind as to reason is more external, reason is more internal to him, or reason is more with you if it is related to you, whether it is product, process, people, what has led to him, you know, getting being annoyed. And when getting this feeling of being listened, so customers give him a lot of ears, and when he feels that you are listening to him, that itself reassures him, and then he starts opening it up. So you are able to understand him better, and that understanding, will help you. And then when you provide a dealing which is right for him, he will be happy to accept. These annoyed customers are different from angry. It is very difficult to pacify an angry customer and get a smile. But annoyed one, once they realize that they are being attended and their needs are getting fulfilled, first one to flash the smile. The suspicious one, again, this is a very tricky customers, very difficult to read mind. But their language will give you an idea that he's questioning practically everything. He's not believing you. That's a feeling during his discussion you will get. And then they will criticize, they will criticize even the feature being present or the service being developed for him, etc. And therefore, gladly let you explain everything. He will want to add his viewpoint, give you strong opinion about it. These are the kind of symptoms should give you an idea that he is a suspicious kind of a customer. Now, that's when dealing with him. While he is talking, do not disturb him. Make him feel that you are taking him seriously, so that itself will be a soothing this thing for him. You need to seek confidence. So now your challenge, the foremost, is how do you obtain that is confidence in you, that he's dealing with him will eventually get him the result. That confidence can come when you assure him about your knowledge. I have undergone a certified product marketeer or seller program at Maruti and Maruti, so that the person who's standing in front of you now knows that, oh, this person is a certified salesman from Maruti, so he understands Maruti product very well. That kind of this thing, I am a certified, person, etc. So then that will feel him that, he's in the right hand. Afterwards, get into reliable information fulfillment, how the solution works for him. And then everything else will otherwise make him more and more skeptical. If you try to disagree with him, if you try to not give him proper information, if you try to criticize his conclusions, then that will lead to skepticism, and then it will not close the sale. By finding the source of mistrust, now in this a suspicious customer, what is required is to find the source of mistrust. And why is he not trusting you? Supposedly high electricity consumption. You can invalidate the presumption with the facts and give proof clear to his misunderstanding. We often, when we get a high electricity bill, etc., try to complain. Now, that's also, we are a customer to the, BEST, as the electric supply organization, or you may be to Adani Power, whatever. Now, if this person gives you an idea of his assessment of consumption in your area, in your house, etc., and then he gives you supporting or proper justification that you have a 10-liter boiler or kind of thing, then you probably will start believing that I need to control consumption there. Giving our product data sheet is good way to convince the customer. Now, something originating from the producer, fact sheet as we say, if you put this in front and discuss, he will become more, it starts believing you, your viewpoint. The questioner, now this is a guy who wants to question everything. He may not know things, but he wants to question things, so like he pretends to know everything. That's another feature of it. So how do you deal with him? First, try to find out if they really intend to buy. So whether he's walked in there with an intention to buy, questioning with the aim to get a clarity driven towards decision making or not. Perhaps they are already ordered the product somewhere else and they just want to have a free consultation, or they have decided to be ordering onto somebody, but they have come to you to understand from your view as a competitor also. If you do not think so, then be friendly, then be patient, then be professional, then be expert to him. And even if your questions are not buying right away, your patience will finally will be remembered. So if not today, tomorrow he may want to connect with you again. So that's a questioner type. The one who agrees on everything, that's another extreme, where he will, while discussion with you, he will always, you know, he will always tell you that, yeah, what you are saying is right. Oh, you must be definitely knowing more about it. He will say, oh, yeah, the speed looks to be very good when you mentioned to me. The control of the steering is so fine, as you said. So it's like, you know, he is uncertain, but that uncertainty is not coming out in terms of a proper questioning, but it is coming out in terms of him agreeing to most of your conversation. At the same time, they are overwhelmed and felt that they have been taken by surprise. So now in such case, when you are presenting to him, you are presenting with the intent to bring out the beauty of your product, that is unique selling proposition, etc. But they feel overwhelmed because something that they were not knowing, that has been revealed to him. The sales conversion is a stressful moment for them. Decision making is stressful for them. Though they may project you to be agreeing on things, etc., listening to your sales story, etc., they are not good in decision making. So how do you make things work for you in somebody who is agreeing to everything? Keep talking calmly to with them. No non-binding way, and your conversation is not necessarily driven towards closing the sale today. You will not probably sell him a second time when he gets the feeling that he needs to buy simply to get out of the situation. So what this means is, you will not probably sell to him a second time when he gets the feeling he needs to buy simply to get out of the situation. So he should not be put into a situation where you are kind of making him feel that buying today is essential for him to get the solution, as he has agreed to most of the conversation that has been, you know, put before him, etc. Then he may buy, but he may not come to you again, because he's been kind of put into a tricky situation. Try not to turn these customers off by letting him feel like he is being sold to. That's where he should not go out buying your product with the feeling that, oh, this salesman managed to sell me, though I didn't really wanted that product, or I had still a question on various things, but I made him agree on most of things. So he was managing, he was able to sell me through. So those kind of feeling, if he gets afterwards, he will never going to come back to you. Make sure you ask open questions to find out about the customer's need and preferences. Now, in such case, you need to really come down to understand what exactly are these need and what kind of solutions exist. So the open questions are always better rather than the close-ended. Sir, do you need speed or do you need wheel power, etc.? So rather, sir, what are you looking at in the car? Sir, when it comes to your daily this thing, what do you look at? The better clutch and braking experience or a mileage? So you allow him to talk. That's an open-ended question. Give the time for consideration and leave him in the meantime. Means, sir, you think about it. I'm here only. I'll come back after fulfilling one task for me, etc. So that he gets that time to think. Let him approach you for his final purchase decision. So decisions that he takes intermittent call based on what you gave him are purely on his conclusive remarks to your argument with him, your conversation with him. So he feels that he has been taking the decision. So that's the way you capture agreeing customers. The indecisive, another one, is the one who will not, you know, he's confused about various things. He will be confused probably more when various information is put before him. So how do you do that? You will encourage, encounter people who cannot or will not make a decision. Indecisive customers truly do not know what they are want and what are their needs actually. Their foundation of indecision is because he is not very clear about his need also, or the want, so to say. So he will be not clear about the solutions that you are offering. Okay. So whether he is buying this as a gift, whether he is buying this as his love, you know, nothing, he is not very sure. Why is he buying also? The reason for purchase also not known. Sometimes such customers are afraid that they will choose incorrectly. So the indecision people, the biggest fear is he may end up buying incorrect product. In this situation, use all your communication skills. So you should also somewhere drive home. You have a sound return policy. You will be always helpful if he wants to return the goods back, etc. Otherwise, indecisive customers will occupy large amount of your time and detract you from your ability to do your job effectively and assist other customers. Because they are indecisive, they engage in longer conversation, and at the end he may still be indecisive. So now that's a threat. It will allow you not to perform also with him, and it will also take away time from the time that you could have given to the other customer. So that's the indecisive. Now we have understood these are those profiles of indecisive, the characteristics, so the strategies that one can have. Convincing them, removing his fear, etc., are the one that is going to help you. Now that's where a lot of hand holding is needed. Hand holding means feed information, make him think, ask him, resolve the doubts, and then move to the next point rather than bombarding him with various things. Learn more about them. Okay, learn more about them. They will probably give you enough to help you lead them to the right path. So because they are indecisive, such people are still open to accept and move the path forward with you. So you see that working together with him by helping him to unwind stressful areas, then only you will be able to achieve sale. Educate this type of customers. Educate in a way that you provide sufficient information. So his indecisiveness parameter foundation is removed by knowledge, and that is knowledge is assessed by him, comprehended by him and analyzed, not forced upon by you. Force their final decisions a few more time by approving the purchase. So support their final decisions a few more times by approving his purchase. So when you think that he has arrived at the right decision and he is showing an intent to purchase, or he books the purchase, your role is to not let these customers go thinking that he was indecisive, making him feel that he had needed to be tutored so much, he is not like the other customer, etc. From that sorry state of this thing, mind, you have to make him feel that conversation was healthy, conversation was fruitful for you also, as you understood various inherent questions that customers have. They may not be asking. Thank you that you at least willingly opened up to question so much. It gave me also a confidence about my knowledge, and such kind of a ending conversation will built into him being the right customer kind of feeling. So that's about it. The difficult customers. The difficult means we have studied different types, but this kind of customers can be a mix of it. You are not able to precise the characteristics identified in a different manner, and such identifier, angry customer, dissatisfied, demanding customers, they can be a mix of it. So therefore they are difficult. They deal with salesperson inappropriately, and they behave also to make simplest thing difficult. So because various attributes emerging from any of this situation, that dealing with salespeople is not very friendly. They are very dominating. They make everything difficult for the salesperson. So, in fact sheet, he will say, okay, these fact sheets are made on your research or a test drive result. Is it been approved by the certifying body? And kind of thing. So, they will get into those kind of areas. So, that's a difficult customer you mean. Now, how to dissatisfied or difficult customers, how to handle? overall, some of the points you have studied earlier, listen to them. First of all, listen. So, what is he trying to seek from you? Remain positive. While you listen, you analyze. If you analyze him with the positive mind, you will be able to start understanding him. Always, you know, your warmth should not be lost. You should be willing to assist. Those kind of body language should matter, verbal tone, conversation tone. Don't make excuses. So with them, you do not get into a reason to opt out or reason to, like, you know, not being able to help him arrive at a decisions, etc. Do not get into that trap. Be compassionate. And in the sense, you have to keep in mind steadily that he is a difficult customer to deal with, but he is not like a customer like others who, you know, can be dealt in a way that, or you can drop him, or you have to be stern with him. Don't get into that. He is also one of your customers. So, be in that state of mind. Ask open-ended questions so that he reveals a lot of things. Verify information. So, type of information that he furnishes you, you need to kind of verify them. Mentally, maybe not like in front of him, etc. Whatever action, now in terms of whatever that has been taught to you, whatever that you have been empowered by the organizations, whatever you at that point of time know by verification of information, appropriate decisions should be taken by you that is healthy for you and the customer, that is healthy for customers, then you and the customer relationship, and then the customer and the brand and the organization relationship. That's the overall ballpark. So, though we earlier studied the steps, but these are those essentially the rules that enables you to handle situation of different nature when it comes to difficult customers. Always be on lookout. That's the first two points. You should be able to immediately determine that he's going to be your difficult customers. Then the best principle, slow and steady wins the race. Get personal. With such customers, it is essential to establish a rapport. Get personal. Not too personal. Idea is like to understand the customer. So, get into understanding his likes, dislikes, etc. What kind of activity, lifestyle, you know, those kind of things somehow smartly. The spoken word is better than the written. So, here emphasizes on what you talk is more important rather than the black and white, as we say. Get them what they want. So, now try to unwind them to spell out what exactly they are looking for when they've come to you. Tell the truth and be accountable, be honest. So instead of agreeing to whatever that he's saying, it may not be appropriate information, right information, half-cooked information. You must be always truthful to them because you show them that you are accountable. That will really win the half the battle. Say please and thank you. So use your humble words, you know, as much time as you can. Assuring words also, that is very critical. I understand what you are trying to say. I'm feeling what you must have gone through, you know, those kind of conversation. Start with I am sorry, even when it is not your fault. Organization, technology, process may be at the fault, but there is nothing wrong in telling that I am sorry for what you have to face. And then start the conversation. So, these are those golden rules or 9 rules of it. Thank you very much.